Welcome to this episode of SMP Stories. I'm your host, Director of Training, Ryan Coyman. So with us is Greg Fournier today, and welcome, Greg.
Thanks for having me.
So what is your current role as defined in the company today?
I would be the product manager for pigtails and sockets, and that would also include trailer connectors.
Okay. And you're located in the Kansas facility, correct?
Yes, Edwardsville, and we're actually going to move here in about a year. So
okay.
We want springs to a brand new warehouse.
So you along, as a product manager, are going to the new warehouse, right?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Wow. And so how long have you been with the company already?
Let's see, 28 years, off and on.
No kidding, 28 years. So how did you get to be with the company? Because I think you've been through a couple acquisitions and some stuff like that back in the day, right?
Yeah, well, started automotive-wise with Kmart. Doesn't exist anymore. was a manager of sporting goods and automotive departments with them. And then left them after about 3 years and started with Deco. Deco a couple years, and then an opening came with Standard. One of the guys had quit, interviewed, and got it back in 87 or 88.
Okay.
Long time.
And yeah, so you've not always been in this current role. You were in the sales role previously. And that's how I get to know you there. So you were on the Standard sales team originally.
Yes, Standard, and then became a combo rep. There was a few of us doing that with the breaks.
Okay.
And then ended up getting married and ended up leaving after 6 years.
Okay.
Wife didn't like me traveling. But they ended up coming back in 97. So I was gone from 94 to 97.
Okay.
And pretty much been with them ever since.
Nice. And so when you came back, were you still in the Standard sales team? Because I know for a while you were BWD O'Reilly team, right?
Yeah, I came back actually as an FSR, field service rep, was a little position that they got me back on, which is pretty much grunt work, doing it back then. And then an opening came on the CarQuest side. So to get back into the sales force, I did that. We got, you know, interviewed and got that spot. And then, came over the Standard side back in 2006. And then in like 2007, they established the O'Reilly sales force, and I went to that then.
Okay. So you were one of Jan Jordan's original people on that team there?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Okay. Wow. And then when did you make the transition into the current role on the product side?
COVID.
Okay.
May of 2020.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Been in ever since.
Right. And so I believe that was a relatively new position kind of created within the wire and cable division. Is that correct?
Yeah. They had a product manager here, but it just wasn't progressing the way I wanted to. And okay. I actually came in as a program manager to just get things rolling, new sources and things like that. And then, he's left. So now I'm the product manager of the line.
Okay. Great. And plenty of opportunities within pigtails and sockets, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I was telling you before, I've been concentrating on trying to get the individual pieces of harnesses. Because when I was in the field, guys are screaming about the cost of a harness when they only needed a $20 pigtail. So that's attacked. Also attacked, all the parts we have that didn't have connectors already associated with them.
So okay.
Good job there.
Yeah. No, that's very important. And I think that's something that the sales and marketing teams work hard to help promote. And, you know, certainly on the training side too, we try to tell that story of do the job right. And many times if the electrical connector is damaged or melted as a result of the failed component, it's important to do that. Otherwise you're going to damage the new component again. So, these pigtails and sockets are a nice complementary repair to get the job done there. And I like what you mentioned earlier about the, rather than replace the entire harness, replace the pigtail. And so as long as they can do the repair properly, or, you know, if somebody just damages a plastic connector, you can back those terminals out and slide them in a new one. So that's a win-win in many different avenues here. So what does a typical day look like in your new role?
First hour or so, probably answering emails from vendors and people in the sales force asking questions. Emails from Mexico asking about bills of material, things like that. So fixing a lot of that stuff. And then the rest of the day pretty much is research, test fitting, communicating with vendors, adding applications to those new numbers, and then of course all the internal setup of, you know, getting a number introduced. So
full day. Which is quite a process to itself, right?
What's that?
It's to get a new number introduced. There's several different layers or buckets of stuff you have to get.
Things weren't going as fast as I thought when I moved in here. That's for sure.
So you probably have quite a new appreciation coming from the outside sales into the inside and understanding what the processes look like.
Oh yeah, we've got one project now we've been doing that's gone for over 2 years.
Okay.
Well, we've got the parts out. So
you can share that with your fellow sales brethren of, yeah. You know, have patience. We're working on it.
Yep.
So who do you currently interact with inside the company, different departments, et cetera?
Yeah, well, like my boss is Brandon Sten. He's in New York. He's a head product manager. I deal with marketing up there. So Aaron and Rob, you know, Jason, communicate with him now, and pricing will be. And then, of course, people around in this office a little bit, the people that help me with the data, engineering, stuff like that. I even communicate with the engineers there and LIC, because sometimes they get some of the samples from the overseas vendors.
Yeah. Yep. Now it's amazing how so many different jobs in this company are all interwoven with each other, and, you know, communication is key no matter what role you're in.
Yep. Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the Greg Fournier story of, I know you're in Kansas now. Is that where you grew up, or, you know, where'd you go to school? Tell us a little bit about yourself and what are some of your personal interests when you're not at work?
Born and raised in Phoenix until high school. And then we moved to a little bitty town in northern Missouri. So went to school. My junior high in Phoenix was bigger than the town we moved to. So
a little bit of a change.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what necessitated that move?
Family.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom was from up there.
Okay.
Family issues, so we came on back.
Awesome.
Here. So went to school there, went to college at William Jewell in Liberty, Missouri, and played four-years football there. Went to Kmart and then Daco and Standard. When I was with Kmart, I was out in Salina, Kansas. So I was way west.
Okay.
Spare time, typically, a little bit of woodworking.
Oh.
I love the deer hunt. Matter of fact, just went last weekend. Got shut out.
No success.
Uh-huh. Boy, my son got a 10 pointer, but,
well, that's probably more rewarding, isn't it?
Yeah. And it was, and I hurt myself last year. I fell out of a tree.
Ooh. So
I had an excuse this year of not having to help drag the deer. Because in northern Missouri, it's hilly.
And right.
So I got to sit and watch this year. I didn't have to almost have a heart attack dragging it out.
Right. So was there any snow on the ground to at least help you slide the deer or not?
Oh, no, it was hot. It was killer. You go out in the morning, you know, it's 30 degrees, and then by the time, you know, noon comes around, you're sweating. It's just, yep, so many clothes on.
Yep. But,
and then if I'm not doing that, like I said, woodworking, and I like to bass fish.
Okay. A lot of opportunities for bass fishing around your area, or do you travel to go do that?
No, it's around here. And I just do ponds. I don't do lakes. I can't catch a cold on a lake. So
that's why it's called fishing, not catching. in many situations, right?
Yep. Then we do a little trout fishing down in southern Missouri.
Okay. Which nice.
Fresh spring, or, you know, nice big spring fed creeks down there.
Yep. Yep. So I admire some of your hobbies here because they all revolve around having patience. Woodworking, I think, requires a lot of meticulous work and patience, and deer hunting, and certainly with fishing as well. So,
yep.
What are some woodworking projects you've made in the past or worked on?
Like what I've done lately, done some lamps and some tables. That's pretty much what I stick with.
Okay.
I'm not very good with putting together furniture like with drawers and things like that. That's
it's
too exact for me.
But it's still impressive. I'm more of a metal and fill it in with weld and grind and re-weld it if you have to. With wood, you pretty much get one shot, right?
Yep. Or you throw it away or burn it.
Or I've been looking for that that wood stretcher yet, because I've, you know, cut something three times and it was still too short.
Yeah.
That's good. So when it comes to music, what are some artists that you currently might be listening to?
Oh, Def Leppard's my all-time favorite.
Okay. Yep.
You know, now getting a little older, and well, really the last 15 years, a lot of country.
Okay.
I like Jelly Roll.
Yeah, all right. There you go. Kind of a blend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so Def Leppard, though, I'm guessing you're sticking more to the classic hits than any of the new releases, right?
Yep. Oh yeah. I've seen them a couple times in concert and they play new ones. I'm like, what's this? Go get back to the other stuff, man.
That's time to go for the intermission.
What's great, I've got two of my boys, they'll listen to classic rock. I mean, they don't listen to the rap or any of that. It's just, they'll listen to classic rock because that's what they've grown up with.
Correct. Right. How old are they? What age are your children?
Gosh, because I've been divorced.
There's a little trick question. How long have you been married, or how old are your children?
We have a blended family. So now I've got 18, 23, 24, two 26s, a 27, and a 29.
Okay. Wow. So what are they up to these days?
I got a 29-year-old. She's teaching and a soccer coach.
Okay.
Boys and girls high school. Let's see. Jordan is a Parks and Rec administrator for a town in Kansas. And then I got another boy. He is does landscaping.
Okay.
Got two teachers. I got one as a physical fitness freak, and okay. She has her own online business.
Oh, wow.
Weight loss and getting back in condition and weight. Got one boy just got out of the Air Force, and he's going to school out in Boulder right now.
Oh, wow.
And then the youngest is 18, and he started his own business 2 years ago, yard service.
Okay.
Making more money than me.
Well, it's fair. That's very rewarding. It sounds like they've all made good career choices here, and appreciate the sacrifice of the one in the service. And no, it's, as a parent, it's rewarding to see them all be successful in it.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
They've listened to some lessons you've taught them along the way.
I don't know about that, but it came out okay.
Good. Good. So, when you look out the window or think about other stuff, you know, you've seen different roles here in the company, and I know you enjoy what you're doing, but we all dream. You know, what is a different dream position that you think of, or even outside the company? Well, like I want to be a fishing guide or a hunting guide, or any thoughts like that ever cross your mind?
Well, yeah, the other, it would have been if I wasn't doing this, probably a conservation agent.
Okay.
I'm not good enough to be a guide, plus, you know, don't know the areas. So, but no, a conservation agent, probably what I would have been doing.
Yeah, nice. A little bit inside, a little bit outside. One of my favorite TV shows is Northwoods Law. I don't know if you've ever seen that. following those guys there too. Well, certainly looks interesting and combines your hobbies definitely of hunting and fishing, yep, conserving nature. That's cool. Any personal goals or achievements that you're working on or have succeeded that you'd be willing to share with the audience?
Make it to 67. I don't think I'll ever stop working, but I'm looking forward to the day and relax a little bit and just do work when I want to work.
Yep, exactly. No, that's good. And keep you sharp, right?
Yes.
So maybe then you can go, either work for one of the kids.
Yep.
Or, the one with Parks and Rec, maybe you can be their conservation officer.
I think they do take retirees on and, little positions part-time.
Right. Well, there you go. Something to be said for a man that wants to make it to 67. Well, thank you, Greg, for taking a little bit of time out of your day here. I know you got a lot going on, but appreciate taking the time to share some insights and a little bit more about the life of Greg Fournier with the team. And everybody knows exactly how to pronounce your name, self-included. So
it's been butchered my whole life.
I can relate, my friend.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, well, thanks very much to Greg. And thanks to the audience for tuning in to another S&P story. So keep checking back. We'll have another one here soon. I appreciate everybody tuning in. S&P stories.